everyone, and welcome to the Be Curious podcast. This is our 12th week after having launched the show, and I'm really grateful for all of your support. I hope you've been enjoying all of the subject matters we've covered so far, maybe even so much that you've been able to share this podcast with your friends and family in order to raise more awareness of the solutions that we found to some of the world's biggest problems. Talking of the world, I'm pleased to say that we have a global audience now with listeners on every continent, and I'm always open to suggestions of guests or topics that you would like to see on the show. We're also open to conversations about collaborations and partnerships, so please don't be shy to get in touch. A great way to do that is via our Instagram account, which is becurious_podcast, and that's also where you can find out about many of the giveaways that we have on the show. Our lovely guests have donated products and discounts for all of our listeners, and there's so much more to come in the episodes that we've recorded and not yet released. So keep your eyes on the Instagram account for more information. This week in the US, we're coming up to Labor Day celebrations, and the Burning Man Festival is happening in Nevada Desert. This arts and music festival brings 80,000 people from all over the world to what's known as Black Rock City. There's no electricity, no water, and you have to be completely self-sufficient and self-reliant. Therefore, everybody brings everything that they need for the entire week with them. I was excited to hear about the Green Corridor at the festival, which is a section of Black Rock City that contains theme camps working towards the goal of the 2023 Environmental Sustainability Roadmap. The vision of the Green Corridor is to encourage more sustainable infrastructure and practices on the playa. The Green Corridor began as a proposal spearheaded by the camp Burners Without Borders and members of the Green Theme Camp Community, which is a network of sustainability-minded burners working to create more sustainable and regenerative camps. The GTCC work within six infrastructure areas: food, waste, water, shelter, and transportation, all massive components of going to the festival. They host two big projects, one called BLAST, which is a green theme camp certification and rating system, and the second is the Thrival Guide, which is an open source guidebook for sustainable infrastructure projects on the playa. Some camps have made the switch to power their infrastructure completely on solar energy. Some camps participate in food waste and compost programs, and others are tackling grey water and filtration, which is particularly important if you're in RVs, maybe not so much for the people in tents. Anyone like me who goes to the Green Corridor will be offered the opportunity to teach, learn, and inspire others through experiences that enrich both the environment and oneself. There's so much to learn there and so many people to meet. There's tours, workshops, speakers, and a host of events throughout the week-long festival. If you haven't guessed already, that is where I am this week, and I hope to bring you more information on our social channels after I return, and maybe even bring some guests back with me on the show. So until next week, when we talk about electric mobility with Sam Saeed from EV Charge Me and the former Formula E champion Lucas Degrassi, please do take a listen to one of our previous episodes or even check them out on YouTube for a visual experience. I'm your host, Louise Houghton, and until next time, like I am this week, stay curious.